WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Brian Singer and screenwriter Christopher McQuarrie went to high school together in Princeton Junction, New Jersey. 5 years later, they got together and made a movie called Public Access, which went on to share the Grand Jury Prize at the 1993 Sundance Film Festival. That was enough to convince Gramercy Pictures that they ought to be allowed to make their next picture, a convoluted film noir. Film critic Stephen Schiff reviews The Usual Suspects.
If there had never been a Quentin Tarantino, and in particular if there had never been a Quentin Tarantino movie called Reservoir Dogs, The Usual Suspects might look even better than it does. Like Reservoir Dogs, it's a heist picture, in which all the talk about the heist is more important than the heist itself. It's a crime movie in which what matters is not the crime, but the eerie psychological states of the criminals. Reservoir Dogs was funnier, crazier, more violent, and more stylish, but no matter. The Usual Suspects is still very, very entertaining. The movie begins with the heist itself, and it's immediately clear that something has gone terribly wrong. Just one of the gang members has survived, a crippled small-timer named Verbal Kint, who's played very ingeniously by Kevin Spacey. Verbal is immediately hauled in for questioning. He's the only one who knows what really happened. But getting that information out of him proves tricky, as the federal agent, played by Chaz Palminteri, quickly discovers.
Verbal, you know we're trying to help you.
Sure, and I appreciate that. And I want to help you, Agent Kuyan. I like cops. I would have liked to have been a fed myself, but my CP always...
Verbal, you're not telling us everything. I know you know something.
May I have a cigarette?
According to your statement...
I need a light.
According to your statement, you're a short con operator. Run-of-the-mill scams.
That's been suppressed. Anything in there is inadmissible.
Oh, I know. Sweet deal you have here. Total immunity.
Well, I do have the weapons charge. I'm looking at 6 whole months, hard time.
You know a dealer named Ruby Dima, Verbal?
You know a religious guy named John Paul?
You know Ruby's in Attica?
He didn't have my lawyer.
In the end, it's Verbal who tells the story in flashback. And it's a terrific yarn, full of unlikely twists and even less likely characters. There's the elusive Kaiser Soze, a legendary criminal who either controls the entire world or doesn't exist at all. There's Soze's elegant henchman, who speaks with a Pakistani accent, has a Japanese name, and is played by the British actor Pete Postlethwaite. And then there are the gang members themselves, including Kevin Pollak, Stephen Baldwin, and Benicio del Toro, each of whom has his own special way of going wildly over the top when the time is right. The only weak link is the movie's apparent hero, who's played by Gabriel Byrne as a haunted, existential crook trying to go straight. Byrne goes for mystery here, but since he's surrounded by superb actors being as explosive and loony as they can be, he comes across as merely bland. The filmmakers have a sure feel for how much information to give the audience, for how much confusion we'll tolerate, and for just when to unveil new surprises. And when things threaten to bog down in talk, they'll stage a wild, beautifully chiseled shootout that begins in chaos and ends in heart-stopping symmetry. The Usual Suspects is a chilly film. You can't care about anyone in it. And finally, it really isn't about anything except its own intricate design. But designs don't have to be profound to be pleasurable. As you whoosh along the twists and curlicues of this movie's plotline, you have to admit, it's a pretty great ride.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.